Welcome to the Hello Therapy podcast with me, consultant clinical psychologist, Dr. Liz White. If you want to understand your emotional world better and are curious about therapy, this is the podcast for you. I am taking my 20 years experience in mental health to bring you evidence-based psychological knowledge and ideas that you can use to help you navigate life's many challenges. Each week, I will focus on a different mental health struggle, as well as answering typical questions I get asked about all things therapy-related. My hope is that as you listen, you will start to feel less alone and more empowered to try some of the tips, techniques and strategies that can help you feel better and live the life you always imagined for yourself. Welcome to today's episode. Today I am going to be outlining three simple steps to improving the relationship with your partner, drawing on acceptance and commitment therapy and the idea of relationship values. I am going to be outlining how we can use our values to help build the relationships with our partners that are truly fulfilling. So let's dive in. So romantic relationships all have their ebbs and flows, don't they? Sometimes things are going great and you feel content and fulfilled with your partner, but at other times there can be arguments, bickering, conflict, and maybe even a general sense of apathy and sometimes boredom, particularly if you have been together for a long time. And I'm going to kick off with a lovely metaphor. Think of your relationship like a garden. Now, we all know that relationships take work, like tending to a garden over the seasons. And in order for that garden to thrive, you have to identify the weeds that threaten to strangle the other plants and flowers, much like identifying the problems and difficulties that can show up between partners. And in order for that garden to thrive, you have to identify the weeds that threaten to strangle the other plants and flowers, much like identifying the problems and difficulties that can show up between romantic partners and that are likely to harm the relationship in the long run. And neglecting our values can be one such weed that can take root in a relationship. So firstly, what are values in relationships? Well, values are what you want to stand for and what characteristics you want to embody as you move through your life. They are like a bit of a life compass. So values help you move towards your chosen life path and help keep you on track. So in relationships, our values help us act in ways that align with the kind of partner we genuinely want to be and helps us build rich, meaningful relationships with others. And one thing to make clear is that values are different to needs. So values are what you want to do, how you want to act, and needs are what you want to get from your partner or get from the relationship. And as you might have guessed, this episode does come along with a free worksheet, the Values in Relationships worksheet, which will help you identify your values. And later on, I'll be talking about this. It will identify how you can act on those values. So I'll put the link in the show notes. So let me give you some examples of some common needs in romantic relationships. So things like stability, equality, honesty, affection, that kind of thing. And values can be things like being a reliable partner, being a committed or respectful partner, being loving or trustworthy or understanding. So those are just some examples. But how can values improve relationships? Well, one of my favorite quotes is this from Russ Harris. Values-guided actions are the lifeblood of your relationship. Without them, your relationship shrivels and dies. Now, essentially, it can be very difficult to build a meaningful, fulfilling relationship without A, knowing what your values are, because each person's will be different, and B, acting in line with your values. So to give this some context, think back to the last time you and your partner argued over something trivial, like, I don't know, loading the dishwasher, or the classic one, taking the bins out, or something like that. And if you're not in a relationship right now, just think back to a time that you may have argued or had a bit of conflict with a previous partner, and try and really drop in to that memory. Visualize where you were, what you said, what your partner said, how you were feeling. Now, disagreements or arguments usually come along with difficult or negative emotions and thoughts. And what tends to happen is that we really do get swept up in those difficult emotions, like things like anger, frustration, feeling hurt, and we tend to then act from those emotions. So, for example, you know, when we're feeling angry, we're more likely to yell or shout. So consider these next two questions. How would acting on your values in difficult moments with your partner change the interaction with them? And how would it influence the outcome of the disagreement or argument? So, for example, could you act in an understanding or respectful way during a disagreement if being an understanding and respectful partner is important to you, even whilst experiencing those difficult thoughts and feelings? Imagine if you could pause, take a breath, and say what you needed to say respectfully and with an understanding tone, even though you felt angry at your partner. Now, I am willing to guess that this would likely have a positive impact on how your partner then responds to you, perhaps reducing the conflict and helping you both navigate your differences a bit more effectively. But I myself have been married for many years now, so I do know that this is by no means easy, but it is a skill that you can develop. But how do you do this? Well, I'm going to outline three simple steps to help you with this. And don't forget, there's a really great worksheet that goes with this. So if you download it now, I'll be able to talk you through what's on the worksheet. So step one, clarify what's important to you deep down. So the first step in improving the relationship with your partner is clarifying your values. So consider this next question. What kind of partner do I want to be in my relationship? So what came to mind as I said that? And if you're not sure, try completing the next sentence that I say. I want to be the kind of partner who is, and that's where your value would go. So for example, I want to be the kind of partner who is kind and caring. So reflect on the relationship that you want to build with your partner and the qualities that you want to have. One in which you are loving, supportive, emotionally connected, present, or is it something else? And whether you are using my worksheet or you're just thinking about your values and which ones are important, try to identify the top five. So the ones that are non-negotiable regarding the type of relationship that you want to have and the kind of partner you want to be. So step two, identify the values-guided actions. So the next step is to think of ways in which you can act in line with those values. So one way of doing this is to use your words, use your gestures, and your physicality. So with words, what can you say to your partner that communicates who you are as a partner? How else can you communicate through your words? So for example, can you use poetry or messaging or writing cards or emails? So just to give you an example here, if being a supportive partner is important to you, you may want to show support by, I don't know, asking how your partner's day has been when they get in from work. So the second thing is gestures. What gestures would help convey your values in the relationship? So for example, if it is important for you to be a present partner, you know, someone that very much tries to stay in the here and now, doesn't get so distracted around their partner, one idea might be to put your phone away when spending time with them. And lastly, we have physicality. So what physical actions can you take to help you live your values within your relationship? So for example, if being an affectionate partner is important to you, try showing affection through touch, such as hugging, kissing, or holding your partner's hand and so on. And the final step, step three, is to carry out those values guided actions. So this can be easier said than done when life is busy or there is conflict in the relationship. And it can be helpful to start with just one values guided action that you can carry out daily or on a regular basis and build up from there. Now, one thing to remember here is that if you find yourself acting on your values to get something from your partner, it is no longer a value, but rather a goal. So values are purely about giving you purpose, giving you vitality and fulfillment in your life, which then has a knock-on effect of improving your relationship. And that brings us to the end of the episode today. Thank you for sticking with me. As I said, the free worksheet is available in the show notes. And don't forget to tune in next time where I'm actually going to be talking about breakups and how to cope with a breakup. Thank you for listening to this episode of Hello Therapy. If you found it helpful, don't forget to subscribe, follow, and review. You can get more well-being and mental health tips by joining our email list and visiting the resources section of our website at harleyclinical.co.uk. The Hello Therapy podcast and the information provided by me, Dr. Liz White, is solely intended for information and educational purposes and does not constitute personalised advice. Please do reach out to your GP or a mental health professional if you need support. Until next time, take care of yourself.